are joined now by ESPN basketball analyst Sean Farnham. Sean, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
No problem. Anytime you want to just throw on some Florida Georgia line, I'm always good with that.
Hey, we can turn it back up now.
I mean, we're all good. I could go with them all day long. So go ahead, fellas.
I hear you. Sean, let's talk Arkansas basketball first. Obviously, struggling on the road. What is it about playing on the road in college basketball that just seems so difficult for these Razorbacks?
It's not just difficult for the Razorbacks. You know, look, here's the reality. It's all about perspective. And you look around what's going on in college basketball across this country right now. Winning on the road is gold. I mean, it is not easy for anybody. It doesn't matter who you are. Iowa last night losing at Michigan, obviously a very good team there. But you know, you look across the country. Ohio State losing at Nebraska on Monday night. I know they've lost four in a row. To give a little perspective to your fan base, and look, after the Kentucky win, everybody wants to see that carry over and carry through. All right, and I get it, and it increases expectation levels for your team. But go back 2 weeks ago. Look at where Wisconsin, Oregon, Baylor, Iowa State, and Ohio State were ranked nationally, and look at their records. By the way, since then, they're 0-16 or 0-18 as a group.
Wow.
Okay, and those are really good teams. They didn't all of a sudden become bad. It's just that time of year where you hit some struggles and you hit a rough patch and you try to pick yourself back up and move forward with it. And I've got Illinois and Ohio State tonight. Both have lost four straight games in the Big Ten. And I'm going to remind tonight's audience the same thing I'm going to tell you right now. Louisville, a year ago this time, lost three consecutive games. They lost to Syracuse. They lost at Villanova. They lost at Georgetown. Everybody was ready to write them off. Everybody was saying, oh, look at Russ Smith. He's rusticulous again, and he's out of his mind. And Louisville, they can't win a national championship. They just don't have it. All of a sudden, they won 19 of 20 and won a national championship. Now, I'm not saying Arkansas is going to win 19 of 20 and win a national championship. Neither is Ohio State or Illinois. But they're better than they are right now. And college basketball, it's a cliche parody type thing. But when you go on the road right now in college basketball, the margin of error is very very small for a majority of teams. There's very few that can go on the road, find themselves down with a large deficit, and climb their way back out of it. And I think that's across the country. It's not just an Arkansas issue.
Yeah, I think you're right. And looking at some of these, I guess the NBA draft class, and before this season started, you had a lot of the talking heads saying this is the best class since was it the LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony, D. Wade class? Do you see any players in this class that potentially could be, I mean, a Carmelo, a D. Wade, a LeBron James in this class?
Well, I think that there's kids that are right now playing in college that are going to be better at the next level than they are right now. Andrew Wiggins is one of those. In my perspective, I talked to Avery Johnson about it. He disagrees with me. But the defenses at the college game are different than what they are at the next level. You can't clog the paint in the NBA level, which spaces the floor a little bit. So a guy like Wiggins who can drive the lane and accelerate and get from the rim like we saw in high school, we haven't necessarily seen that on a consistent basis at Kansas. I think Embiid, though, is emerging as a potential all-star big. His ability to block shots, his timing, his lateral movement, I think has been elite for Kansas. He has become the focal point, obviously, of the Jayhawks on the national landscape as it stands right now. And, oh, by the way, Andrew Wiggins is actually playing better right now than he was 2 weeks ago. But Embiid is the guy that we're focusing on. I think Jabari Parker still has tremendous upside. I think Tyler Ennis has been phenomenal for Syracuse. And that's just the freshman class. That doesn't count the guys.
The Marcus Smart, yeah.
The Marcus Smarts of the world. And as much as we talk about these guys, and I will tell you, I don't care if Doug McDermott scores a basket in the NBA. I sure love watching him play college basketball, and he is a special treat for college basketball fans. He is likely to become just the eighth player all time to score 3,000 career points in 4 years. That is absolutely remarkable.
I'm with you. I'm a fan of Doug McDermott, and I think he'll know his role, that he would never be a number one, I don't think, on the NBA team, but he's a guy that can be that two or three. He's a smart player. I would love to have him on my team. And real quick, we only have a couple more minutes. Is there a chance that Joel Embiid actually gets drafted before Andrew Wiggins?
I think there is, because you can't teach size.
And this is a young man who comes from Cameroon, Luke Richard Umba-Amute, who played at UCLA. It's kind of been a pivotal part of him getting into the game of basketball and then coming over to the United States to play in college. I think that he has such a unique feel around the rim, and he plays with such fluidity for a man his size that, yeah, no, there is a potential that could happen. It'll depend, obviously, on team needs, but I think every team in the NBA needs a big guy. And I wouldn't be surprised at the end of the day when we get to June that he will. But I will also tell you this. I as much as I love talking about draft stock and where these kids potentially could be at the next level, I really do appreciate what they bring to the college game. And I'm going to savor the moments that we have with these one-and-done type kids and see what they can accomplish as a grouping. When you go back a couple years ago when Kentucky won the national championship in 2012 with that group, it was a unique freshman class that was unselfish and didn't care about the individual stats because they knew if the team success grew, the individual stuff would obviously come along with it. Anthony Davis was outstanding. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, all those guys. But in today, over the last couple of years, we've seen guys that come in with that same height and they care more about themselves. I think what you're starting to see with Kansas in particular is a team that's giving in to one another, and thus they're playing at a much higher level than they were just a couple of weeks ago.
Sean, we appreciate the time. I know it was short, but come back and we'll have some more Florida-Georgia line.
Okay, anytime, guys. You can drop it down on me, and I'll sit back and just enjoy it, even in this cold weather up here in Ohio.
All right, have a good one tonight up there, Ohio State and Illinois.
All right, fellas.